Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, if we want a silver lining, I guess Wednesday was better than Tuesday. That's not saying much, but it's a factual statement, I guess. Yeah, after the terrible Tuesday, we bounced back with a so-so Wednesday, going 2-3, still losing money. This is one of those times where I need to hide money from myself because I'm so tempted to want to chase it, think I can get it back because I'm due, and that's what gets me in trouble. So let's recap the card for Wednesday real quick. We play the Chicago Cubs on the money line as our dog of the day. They lose 4-3, so we lose the $100. The Chicago White Sox, they bounce back after the dreadful performance on Tuesday. They win on the run line for us 3-1, and we cash the $120 ticket. Then our total of the day, we played Seattle and Oakland under the 7.5. Robbie Ray pitched a little bit better, but he's still disappointing this year. But it finished 4-2, and we cashed the under 7.5 for $83.33. Then Detroit on the money line. They win at a plus 175 in extra innings over the Minnesota Twins. The only problem for us is we played the first five, so we don't cash the ticket, and we lose the $100. Yeah, Dylan Bundy pitched really good for Minnesota. I didn't see that coming. Then we had a first five under between Miami and Tampa Bay, and yeah, we got embarrassed here again. This one was over early. The Rays put up a ton of runs in the first, and we're done, and we lose the $100. So for the day, we lose $96.67, and we are happy to move on to the next. So let's lead off today on the PGA Tour. It is the Charles Schwab Invitational, and we have a round one matchup. We're going to go Scottie Scheffler over Justin Thomas at a plus 105. I tend to like to fade the previous tournament winners in round one the following week, especially after an emotional type win like Thomas had, rallying, obviously, for the victory at the PGA Championship. Next up, we go to Major League Baseball. It is your dog of the day, and we're going to take the Texas Rangers over the Oakland A's at a plus 105. So for Texas, it's Martin, don't let me down, Perez for the Rangers. He's been our most consistent winner of late. A 1.64 ERA, a 1.01 whip. He has allowed zero, count them up, zero runs in 22 innings pitched on the road this season. His ERA in May is a 0.64 over 28 and a third innings. For Oakland, it's Frankie Montes going for the A's. He's not bad either. A 3.55 ERA, a 1.01 whip. Left early in his last start after being hit on the hand. He has a 2.57 ERA in the month of May, and he has a 2.87 ERA at home. So we're going to see a theme on the card tonight. So many of these games were almost interchangeable. I could have made an argument for this to be a first five under. Could have made an argument for this to be the game under. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take Perez plus the money as the dog of the day, at least until he gives up a run on the road. I'm going to back him as much as possible. Rangers plus 105 is the play. Next up, it is your first five dog of the day, and we're going to take the Arizona Diamondbacks over the Los Angeles Dodgers at a plus 150. So for the Dodgers, it's Mitch White getting the start. He has a 6.17 ERA over just 11 and two-thirds innings this year. He'll basically serve as the opener for them. For Arizona, it's Roberto Castellanos going for the D-backs. Yeah, I don't pronounce names. We've established that. A 4.29 ERA and a 1.18 whip so far this season. He does have four straight starts getting 16 or more outs. He has a 3.32 ERA in the month of May. Don't look now, but the Diamondbacks are above 500. So I'm going to take a flyer on the D-backs to have the lead after five. We're on Arizona plus the 150 over Los Angeles. Next up, it is your run line of the day, and we're going to take the Atlanta Braves over the Philadelphia Phillies at a plus 170. So for Philadelphia, it's Aaron Nola getting the call for the Phillies. He's 1-4 this season. Numbers aren't bad, though. A 3.96 ERA and a 0.99 whip. On the road this year, he has a 4.18 ERA and he has a 1.27 whip, so a little higher there. Projected Braves lineup has 15 career homers off of Nola. Power numbers could be a factor in this one. For Atlanta, it's Kyle Wright. He continues to impress for the Braves. He's 4-2 this year, a 2.49 ERA and a 1.09 whip. He has a 2.40 ERA at home, and he's gone five or more innings in seven of his eight starts. Get ready for the defending champs to heat up. I'm going to back the Braves at a plus 170 over Philadelphia. Next up, it is your game under, and we're going to take the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals under the 7.5 at a minus 105. So for Milwaukee, it's Eric Lauer going for the Brew Crew, a 2.16 ERA and a 0.94 whip. Five good, two bad starts so far. A 3.32 ERA on the road and a very nice 2.45 ERA in the month of May. For St. Louis, it's Adam Wainwright going for the Cards. He's 5-3 this year. He's had a decision in each and every start so far this season. He has a 2.87 ERA and a 1.19 whip. Struggled in his only start this year against Milwaukee. He lasted 4 1/3 innings, giving up four runs. He has a 2.50 ERA at home and a 1.35 ERA in the month of May. Cards tend to hit lefties well, so this game under was strong consideration for the run line. But the Brewers have scored just 10 runs over the last four games. The Cardinals had lopsided games on Sunday and Tuesday. They had Wednesday off, so the key bullpen arms should be good to go in this one. So the under 7.5 is still the play for me between the Brewers and the Cardinals, weighted at a minus 105. Then the final game of the card is a first five under. We're going to take the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays with a line to be determined. We'll update it in the show notes once it becomes official. For New York, it's Nestor Cortez going for the Yankees, a 1.80 ERA and a 0.89 whip. A 1.64 ERA on the road, and a 2.22 ERA in the month of May. Worst start of the year was last time out. Five innings, three runs against the White Sox. For Tampa Bay, it's Ryan Yarbrough going for the Rays. A 4.20 ERA, a very ugly 1.67 whip this year. Longest start of the year was at Seattle. Five innings and no runs. The Yankees have the most homers against lefties this season. Yarbrough, though, is much better than his numbers so far this year. I expect more out of him. So let's take the under in the first five between the Yankees and the Rays. So let's recap your card for a Thursday. On the PGA Tour, our round one matchup, we're taking Scottie Scheffler over Justin Thomas at a plus 105. Major League Baseball, your dog of the day. We're on the Texas Rangers over the Oakland A's at a plus 105. Your first five-inning dog, we're taking the Arizona Diamondbacks over the LA Dodgers at a plus 150. Your run line, we're on the Atlanta Braves over the Philadelphia Phillies at a plus 170. Your game under, we're taking the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals under the 7.5, weighted at a minus 105. Then your first five under at the Trop, where there'll probably be more Yankee fans than Rays fans. We're taking the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays, line to be determined. So that's your card for a Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.